Well, as expected, President Trump announced today that he is not certifying the Iran nuclear deal. Now, certification has to be done every 90 days. If it's not, the deal is kicked to Congress, and the president laid out steps that he thinks should be taken to punish Iran for what he says was not living up to the spirit of the nuclear deal. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst and a senior research associate at MIT's Security Studies program. He's in the studio. And Jim, your thoughts on this. And to remind people, the deal essentially was that Iran would give up its nuclear weapons-making capability and agree to provisions like inspections. In exchange, some sanctions regarding the weapons would be lifted. So that was the deal. The president says Iran violated it.
Well, he said it violated the spirit of the deal. As far as I know of no international treaty that has a section called the spirit of the deal. The deal is the deal. The language is the language, and either you're complying or you're not.
Well, the president, let's see. He said that Iran has exceeded the limit of tons of heavy water, failed to meet expectations on centrifuges, intimidated inspectors, didn't allow them on military sites.
So let's be clear here. His own intelligence community is telling him Iran is complying with the deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency is telling him Iran is complying with the deal. And last night, in a briefing provided by Secretary of State Tillerson and National Security Advisor McMaster, what did they say? They said Iran is complying with the deal. He's not decertifying them based on compliance with the nuclear agreement. He's saying the agreement is not in America's national security interest. That is his justification. But it's not on compliance. The administration has been, other than him, has been quite clear that they are in, quote, technical compliance, which is another word for compliance.
Well, so what's going on here? Because he listed steps that he thinks should be taken, including, you know, imposing new sanctions that will address Iran's Islamic Guard, you know, Revolutionary Guard. This is the core guard. How do you impose new sanctions? Is that outside the deal?
Is all outside the deal. And in fact, they're not even actually really doing that. They've been threatening to impose broad sanctions on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. But like every president before him, the conclusion was if we do that, that will put the military servicemen and women in the region fighting ISIS at risk. And so they've decided not to do that and sort of go with a watered-down version. But let me be clear about this because it's easy to be confused. There are really two separate things here. Mm-hmm. One is the deal itself that was negotiated by seven governments, including our allies, and the UN Security Council resolution that endorsed it. That is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is a piece of legislation that Congress passed after the deal.
Well, let's be clear, because I love where you're going. But we are talking about it in the sense that that's what has to be recertified every 90 days, the agreement that was laid out by these countries. And
so what the U.S. Congress did was pass a law that said, Mr. President, whoever you are, you should certify. If you don't certify, Congress has 60 days to impose new sanctions.
Right.
And if they impose new sanctions, certainly under a situation where Iran is complying, then guess what? We're the ones who are violating the deal. And, you know, you break it, you own it. We will get blamed for it.
Well, but the second thing, as you say, that the president has been talking about today, this wish list of things he'd like to see that have nothing to do with the deal that was hammered out by, you know, several countries. This is legislation that was sponsored. It's a bill sponsored by Senators Bob Corker of Tennessee and Tom Cotton of Arkansas. What's in that bill?
Well, there are a variety of things here. So the president is certainly at liberty to go after Iran on things that are not in the Iran deal. And as I've always said, if you don't like Iran, what Iran does, the last thing you want is an Iran that does things you don't like with nuclear weapons. So the deal is supposed to prevent nuclear weapons. So if he wants to go after other pieces of what Iran's behavior, he's within his rights to do that. But in this bill, essentially, Congress is seeking to unilaterally renegotiate an international agreement by setting new deadlines and new requirements and saying if you don't do this or don't renegotiate the deal to include these new provisions, then we're going to impose sanctions. Well, if they do that, the U.S. will be found in violation of the deal.
Well, and as we heard the BBC's Lise Doucette say, can Iran then say, okay, fine, you violated the deal. Give us back all of our weapons-making material that we gave up as part of the deal.
Yeah, I think it's actually worse than that. Essentially, it's a great gift to Iran if we break the deal because we get blamed. They get tremendous freedom of movement. They can gin up their centrifuges if they want. They can deploy new, more efficient centrifuges, or they can just make side deals with the Europeans who are very unhappy. I mean, Essentially, America First is turning into America Alone because we keep doing things and walking away from our commitments.
But just in the few seconds we have, people have also said this sends a signal to North Korea. Why should they bother to negotiate a deal to give up their weapons because they're watching what's happening here? But should there be concerns about Iran?
Well, sure, of course. But we have lots of policy tools to deal with that. The last thing we want to do is get – they're in a box. Their nuclear program is in a box. Why would we open that box? We're creating confusion and uncertainty, and our allies don't know what we're doing, and they think America won't keep its promises. And all this is – we're doing it to ourselves. We have plenty to deal with without all this.
Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst, a senior research associate in MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.